The countdown to the 2023 football season continues here on the Purple Project Podcast. All thanks K-State. Eddie Greer, host of this K-State podcast. Your first time listening, welcome on board to the podcast. If you love what you're hearing, whenever you listen to this, make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast. All right, getting straight on into it here real quick. Staying on the gridiron in one, Ben Sinnott. Yes, Ben Sinnott, who really came on last year in the second half of the year, provided that safety net for Will Howard here. Ben Sinnott Jr. Was one of 48 tight ends last week to be named to the preseason watch list for the 2023 John Mackey Award. Last week, Sinnott is just the fourth Wildcat to ever be up for this award that goes to the most outstanding collegiate tight end. He joins Brian Casey back in 2004, Jaron Mastrud in 2009. You got Dayton Valentine back in 2017, the most recent tight end for this award there, as well as Sinnott from Waterloo, Iowa, again, came onto the scene last year, really in the second half of the year. I know he made a few, I probably would have said he really emerged in that OU game last year, so I kind of take all that back when I really think about it. Yeah, so he really came on. He came on the scene and really broke out against the game against Baylor, right? He started all 14 games, right? 31 passes for just a shade under 450 yards, four touchdowns, all Big 12 first team selection from the league coaches. Sinnott, who had at least one catch in 13 of those games, led the Big 12 tight ends and ranked fourth nationally among position group with almost a 15-yard receiving average, while he ranked sixth in school history in receiving yards by tight end and tied for eighth in receptions. He totaled the most catches and receiving yards by a K-State tight end since Mastrud back in 2008, when he had 38 catches for 435 yards, if I can count, here to late in this evening. Sinnott's best game, like I said, he really broke through, had an outcoming party against Baylor, set a career high, game high, with seven catches for 89 yards, and he scored two totes in that game there where they took Baylor to the woodshed. It was the first time by a K-State tight end had multiple touchdown catches in a game since Jared Garstieter against Indiana State. I might have butchered his last name. I apologize for that. Back in 1996, while his seven catches were the most by a Wildcat tight end in a game since Rashad Norwood also had seven against the same team, Baylor, back in 2006. Sinnott also topped the 80-yard mark and had another touchdown that following week against West Virginia, while his fourth touchdown of the season was the Wildcats' first score in the Big 12 championship game when they knocked off an upset TCU to win that Big 12 championship game. You're defending Big 12 champs heading in for a few weeks for that season opener against Southeast Missouri there as well. So yet another offensive player last week who got nominated for a preseason watch award. Again, congratulations to Ben Sinnott on exactly that. Folks, K-State Nation, you're not subscribed to this podcast. What are you doing? What are you waiting for? You better get on. This is, again, like I usually say this all the time, but yeah, this is the right time right now to get subscribed to this podcast, folks, because when season starts, whether that's football, we got soccer here in a few weeks, shy of that, K-State volleyball is going to get cranked up here as well. So everything about to get kick-started here for K-State Athletics right here in Manhattan, Kansas. That's going to do it for right now in this, once again, this football edition of Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State. Eddie Greer, appreciate y'all once again much. And while y'all at it, make sure you tell a friend, tell a K-State friend, tell your roommate, tell a fellow student, tell a group of buddies, tell alumni, anyone about this Purple Project Podcast. We appreciate the support as usual. Go Cats. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition.